they didn't have those ice boxes.
No, they had a big, they had a pretty good size. I would say, if I wanted to give you an idea, I'd say an 8 by 8 by 8 building that they built out of wood. No light, except, now Mitt Rubin had rigged him up, but that, you know, people used to have what's called Delco plants. It wasn't, it was electricity, but it was a battery. Sears solos then, everybody so, and they would rig him up. He had one globe in the top of it, and that door was real thick. It was insulated all around, and they insulated theirs with sawdust. They put boards outside and inside, then they poured the sawdust down in there and had a sawdust floor. Well, way over on one side here, they'd break that sawdust and bank it about this deep against the wall all around. They'd put a 100-pound cake of ice in there. Then they'd cover it up with sawdust. Then they'd put a big canvas cover on. Now, they've always had heavy canvas, like wagon covers and things like that. It's made, it looks like duck. No, you know what duck is. Cotton, you know what a cotton picking sack is. Have you ever seen a cotton picking sack?
But I've seen canvas. I mean,
well, canvas. And but you could have put plastic over just well. We'd have it. We didn't have it.
Well, did they, at that time, did they have farms where people raised cattle just for the milk?
Oh, yeah. They had dairy cows. And we didn't, we had our dairy cows and we sold milk, but it wasn't classed as a farm because we lived, that's when we lived out there.
Well, now, where would the cattle and things like that graze?
Oh, they had pasture land. They planted, they planted whatever. Now, clover. They didn't let them eat it in hot weather. The clover. They had. They kept them off of that. And they planted Bermuda grass. That's how come this country's so full of Bermuda grass, and the rye grass. And there's another something. I don't know what they call it, fescue or not, but anyhow, it sounds like that. That they'd planted in the field, just green stuff to plant. And they'd plant it, and they'd keep it fenced in about three sections. And they'd open the gate and let them eat in there until they ate that down real low. Then they'd let them go back in there.
And
see?
They'd let them go back in there?
Uh-huh. Then they had a little trail at the end of it to come back to the first one. And my son over there in Tennessee now has that type of, but he's got about 40 acres there. He lets them, we got some beautiful Black Angus cows over
Black
there. Oh, well, you know what Black Angus is,
I
or
do.
Not?
I know what they are.
Now, Charlie had, over here, this place across the street where Ramada is, where all those stores are over there, clear to that railroad, clear to interstate, and clear to the, where it turns here to go that way, 18. 160 acres there. He went in there in 1940, and he run a fence, a gate there, and closed it up here. He drew a big, he had a hydrant put there, oversized pipe and everything. And then he had a great big watering tank. I don't know if that thing could hold water as much as, half as big as this room here. I guess it would have been by, say a 10 by 12 or a 10 by 12 by 20. But it wasn't too high, just right for a cow to hook her head over. It wouldn't have been 10 by that way. It would have been about, we'll say 4 foot by 8 foot by 20. But all four of these patches, he divided that up into 440s, like that.
Oh, I remember that. And
he had it right here. Well, see, they'd come out of this gate into here, and they'd feed and feed in here, and they could drink right here. But there was another gate here. So you see, he designed it himself. They'd come, then when they get through, eat that dam to where it was dangerous, they need to let it grow, then he'd open them into this one. And there was a place there for them all to drink. Well, then the same way all the way around.
And, and that drinking place was more or less in the summer?
In the summer, just like a drinking fountain. It was very minor. People liked to run out. People would just almost run over other cars, holding their head out, looking. Now, they were white faces. They were beautiful.
White faces.
I imagine he had around 200. And that entire place over there, that brick house was already there that's over there. His brother lives there now. His brother bought it off of him 3 years ago. And of course, as time made progress and all the people moved in, why, he sold off here, there, and there. But he still has